going to introduce Damien, then I'll introduce Damien. Yes, brilliant. Okay, this is Damien.
I'm going to try not read off this, but any time I do not read off this, I always lose track, so I'll probably just end up reading off this. So, hi, I'm Damien Gray. I'm 23 years old and a recent, 2014, so yeah, recent Lancaster University graduate, and as people have said, a member of County College. I own the streetwear brand The Bazaar, and today I'm going to talk to you briefly about my entrepreneurial journey, self-employment, working alone, working as a team, and how you can still achieve that while running a small business solely. I'm sure most, if not all, will agree that running a business can be really hard, and being able to share those stories and problems and receive advice from others in the industry is really important. I've always been creative. When I was little, I was putting on shows for my parents, and in my teens, I always felt like I had way much too free time on my hands and therefore always had a project, whether it was setting up a celebrity gossip forum to creating and running a bi-weekly online radio show that lasted for 4 years and eventually became my high school's own radio station. I suppose looking back now, without even thinking about it, I created self-sustaining not-for-profit businesses using things like pay-per-click adverts to fund the website and equipment costs. By the time I finished school, despite no teaching of business during my education, I suppose I realised I had a knack for entrepreneurialism. I can never say that word. I started Lancaster in 2011 and did a creative arts degree, which was half creative writing, half theatre studies. And I'm not even sure if it's something that is available now. I think it was like one of two people to do it. Now, after an admittedly pretty lazy first year, apart from continuing my love of radio on Berwick FM, and my show Tricolour that I did for like 3 years there. At the start of second year, I looked at my timetable and I had 6 contact hours. So I needed to get a job, otherwise I was just going to become a stereotypical lazy student. So it's like October time, I was applying to places and like everyone else had beaten me to it. So I thought that I'd start my own project where I could potentially earn a small income. The original idea, because it was very on trend at the time, was to start a tie-dye t-shirt company. My friend at school was doing something similar at his university, and I kind of thought I could do it better, which sounds really, really big-headed, but it's only like watching The Apprentice and kind of seeing their pitfalls, and it's just one of those things. So with his blessing and contacts, I went forward and did like my version, what he was doing here. So I spent the whole of October reading about small businesses, e-commerce, retail, streetwear, went through countless designs and got the approval of my friends who were ultimately going to be my customer base, so it's a good idea to do that. Borrowed £1,000 from my own student loan, ordered 300 simple black logo t-shirts and tie-dyed them. So despite it taking me 6 hours to create just one t-shirt, and this is the first t-shirt I ever created, and I don't know how it took me 6 hours, but it did. I got it down to about 5 minutes per t-shirt. Once I did it for like, I got it down to 2 minutes per t-shirt, like a £600 order for the uni, but that's still like 24 hours of hell. So I set up my e-commerce website through Big Cartel, started the necessary social media accounts to spread the word, and started forcing friends to buy them, which ultimately led to like their friends buying them of their own free will. So within 3 months, I'd paid back the 1K that I'd borrowed and started work on the next set of products. The business quickly expanded and adapted into a streetwear brand. I was involved in a few charity events and sponsoring societies to raise the brand's profile. One of the simplest but best forms I had for selling to my target audience was the university's weekly farmers market. Despite the weather always being terrible, I seemed to make a decent amount of money. And what was one of the most important factors to me was that I got to speak to other entrepreneurs my age, doing their own thing and selling their own products. It feels a bit cliche, and to be honest, it was a type of advice I'd hate to hear, but doing something like this, especially by yourself, and having the chance to speak to others in the industry and get their advice, hear their stories, vent at them and let them vent at you, isn't just a great way to improve your business, but it's good to have contacts, a support network, and help with your mental health, because being self-employed can be really taxing at times. So moving on to another form of support, it was Lucy who contacted me and said they could help me in some way. I didn't even realise that the uni would want to help with entrepreneurial projects that weren't necessarily related to their degree. I was wrong. Lucy gave me a grant of around £500 to buy some new equipment, had access to a lawyer and an accountant for free, and most importantly, put me in touch with the enterprise team. With bi-weekly seminars and lectures discussing many aspects of running a business, without a doubt, those helped me shape my business into something even better. I use many of the practices still and think about daily how great those seminars were. At the start of third year, 1 year into running my clothing brand, I decided that I didn't want a graduate job. I was enjoying the freedom of working for myself. And after being stopped in 2 stores in my hometown of Leeds, who stopped independent labels on a sale or return basis, taking 50% commission, I realised I could do something similar, if not better. So after speaking to Simon at the Enterprise team about this, he pushed me to write my business plan to help me shape my plans and secure a loan from the bank to fund my ambition. They also paired me with a business mentor who encouraged me to help... write my business plan that helped me secure my £25,000 bank loan to open a pop-up store in Manchester City Centre. This was without doubt the best thing the university did for me. Having this help, and especially a member of Lancaster alumni and an expert in the industry sector. I graduated in July, had my loan approved in August, moved to Manchester in September, and shortly after found my premises and opened in December. Now that sounds straightforward, but it was absolute hell. Securing the loan was one of the hardest things I had to do, and it was knockback after knockback after knockback. But thankfully, I'd moved back home and I'd again a support network of my family to help me through that time. Part of my business strategy with the pop-up store was not only to stop other independent labels, but really support them, as most of them were just going through it alone, or were just two friends who started their own label. I really wanted to create an independent clothing community. During the year of having the store, which completed its lease at the end of January, I met so many great people running their own clothing brand, with 95% of them all starting it while at uni or whilst juggling a full-time job. In most cases, I was able to sit down with them for a couple of hours each month and not only discuss their sales and stock, but also to talk about their month, how it had been in terms of business, share stories, and generally everything we hate, like printers doing things wrong and whatever. So while I do keep some things secret to protect my own business, I didn't mind sharing with people I was stocking, because ultimately I was improving their product, which was making me money. But even brands that I couldn't stock due to limited space, and even people who were thinking of starting a brand, I was happy to give them a couple of hours to help with their business. And like me with my friend at the very start, they probably see the pitfalls of what I'm doing too. After the year lease at the pop-up store, I was given the option to extend for a minimum of 3 years, which I decided not to take due to calculating the risk and seeing how much my own online store was flourishing, and the very close partnership I'd started with ASOS Marketplace. They stocked my label, and they would stock anybody else's via an application, and as long as you're good enough and the quality's all right, they'd stock you too. They charge a fee for it and take commission, but it's worth it. I've been with them for 2 years now. We've formed a great working relationship. In December, they picked the Bazaar as one of 10 from their 1,000-plus boutiques to debut at the clothes show, and since then, I've been working with them rent and commission-free, and they advertise on the homepage all the time, so it's all about building up those relationships, because... most boutiques on there are just, it's just simple back and forth emails, but if you work hard and get relationships, then you're going to see results from that. Having just launched this year's spring summer collection, which is just down there on our online store on ASOS Boutique, is busier than ever. Having been stocked in other stores on a sale or return basis before now, I've changed my business strategy to wholesale only. I'm currently finalising our first UK stockist, as well as two stores in Amsterdam and Miami. So with the business, there's an international appeal, which was achieved solely through social media, but that is something which I could talk hours about, and there's no point even mentioning it now. It surprises people that when I started Bazaar, I never saw it as a long-term thing. Even when discussing the possibility of expanding to a brick-and-mortar store with Simon, I always said it was for a couple of years. My priorities haven't changed. It was and is never about the money. I pay myself the absolute minimum to get by. I do it because I love the freedom and to meet other like-minded entrepreneurs. I'm so happy with Bazaar at the moment, and I still love what I'm doing. However, I often remind myself that I'm only 23 and I still want to do a million things. So for me, my business is a stepping stone either into a really amazing career in fashion, or just a next step into something new altogether. I'm just proud to say that I'm the director of my own business, and that I didn't fall into a 9-to-5 grab job working for somebody else, because that wasn't for me.
The idea is that you ask questions, right? So, who wants to start? Who's got one question? Go. Would you mind saying your name, just for everyone to know who you are?
I'm Lucy Sanderson. I work for the university. What's next?
What's next? So, yeah, I've just moved to a studio, really. While I was running the store, I had members of staff and stuff, but it was so much focus on, the business aspect of it. Because, really, with any business, you need, a creative side of it and the business side of it, and, the two marry really well. And sometimes, I basically have a split personality in doing that, but it does really work to have, two people doing it. For, a prime example for me would be, Alexander McQueen and Isabella Blow. She kind of financed it and run all that side of it. So now I've moved to the studio, I've got so much more time to like focus on the fashion side of it. So I kind of really want to go into kind of like more the making and the high end and like factories in the Far East and kind of do something that's, I think, just more bigger really, and kind of get involved. Just again, from talking to people and knowing people around Manchester, I'm starting to get contacts with like the fashion industry and like London Collection Men's in London. So I don't know really. It's not what's next, but it's kind of what I'd like to be next.
You said you're a lone founder. How have you found that, like, in terms of working on your own and doing everything, being the person who has to do everything, like marketing, sales?
It's kind of something that I did without even thinking about it. Like, I approached my friend who I was like doing the radio show with when I was at uni and said, "Oh, do you want to do this with me?" And I was like, "I'll write up a proposal for you." And already like writing, using the terms like business partner and stuff, I thought this isn't going to work. Like, it's just going to be so much better because I can put my own ass into it. If I went a week off and like just get pissed in the sugar house, I can do that. So like, and now it's kind of transferred even more so that like, I'm really, really self-motivated, and you've got to be able to do this. Like, especially with the student, like at the shop, it was 10 till 6 every day, and I had to be there because I had to like do the whole professional thing. The studio now, like, I have to kind of go and do my own hours, and I'm motivated enough to do that. But like you say, like covering all those different aspects is really hard, and you've got to do a lot of planning for that. And some of the seminars that I went to that were put on by the enterprise team really helped with that, like the idea of like the flow charts and prioritizing and seeing like that. I still kind of use some of those things today, so I'd say that. But It was easier at the shop having staff when I needed to, because it was quite nice to delegate and not have to worry about posting on the Instagram 3 times a day. But like, I don't know, sometimes I kind of like relish in having everything.
You spoke to the guys at Boohoo or Little Misguided, because they're like round the corner from the shop.
Yeah, they are. I've just started speaking to some people at Boohoo actually, and I know somebody at Misguided. So like,
I know the owner of Misguided. So
guys, oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, amazing!
I'll give you.
Yeah, definitely.
So you mentioned the importance of social media and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how important is it then for
a modern
entrepreneur to like have control
over? I'd say it was really important for me. It was hard because when you start something online, like creating social media accounts for business, it can often feel like nobody's listening to you. And to be honest, for the first couple of years, they're probably not. And it's just one of those things where if you keep at it and keep posting the content and keep creating something that's really great, people will start listening. And then for me, with being in Manchester and using the hashtag Manchester, like, it was a really, really laborious thing. And when I made like staff members do it, they used to hate me, but I used to make people go on the Manchester hashtag and like pictures that people were posting there and then. And the amount of people that walked in the door 10 minutes later and said, "Oh, you've just liked one of our pictures and bought something." Like, and it's like really, really hard work, and really, and like, you just think this isn't working, but if you really do stick at it, it really, really does work.
So you mentioned you only had 6 hours of contact time a week for your degree.
Mm-hmm.
Did you at any point feel like, oh, you know, I've genuinely got this free time and I've got to fill it with something, and then you know, you have your business and it took off? Did you ever feel like, oh, you know, I'm only spending 6 hours on this degree, which I'm, you know, paying X amount of money for, and, you know, did you ever feel like you were not making the most of your degree at all?
It's funny, people ask if I regret doing the degree, if I'm not really doing anything related to it. But if I hadn't have had that free time, I wouldn't be able to do it. And my degree in theatre and creative writing, like, I can write product descriptions, I can create great content, like, I've got the confidence from the theatre and the performing aspects of it, because like running a shop and like being at the till, I see as quite performative, and especially like sales, as some of you will know, like, there was a real like art of like acting and like being what that person wants, like what the consumer wants you to be in order to like get those sales. So I'm really happy with how it is. I've not like sat back and thought, oh shit, I should have done a business degree, because I'm like, I see it as like I enjoyed reading about that stuff and like learning about that in my own time. So the fact that I was doing something creative and kind of having 3 years not really like living in the real world was kind of like a good thing.
Yeah,
mistaken, you did Creative Enterprise as well, didn't you? So you were...
Yeah, that was part of... It was if you did Leica, so if you were part of that, you did that module, yeah.
And you kind of hijacked that to get your business running through a student project.
Maybe. You could say hijack. You could say just use my...
Took advantage.
You could just say I use my key skills. And
it's very entrepreneurial.
Yeah. So what happened was I did the tie-dye thing, and the creative enterprise was you had to kind of like create an event or a product and kind of give back to the community. So we had the idea, or maybe I had the idea, that we're going to do tie-dye socks and sell them in like a pop-up shop in Lancaster for 3 days. And give all proceeds to the Homeless Action Centre, who's actually doing the project again. I think I'm on board with that at some point this year, so that's great. But yeah, it kind of was hijacking, but it was kind of like giving me a taster of what I wanted to do for the next year. And like when I was actually opening the shop, I was like, all right, I can do this, because I did like a test run in my third year. Yeah. But I'm sure my team wouldn't say I hijacked it.
No.
Maybe.
I think there's this dream about entrepreneurship. It's going to be smiley, and I think you've kind of destroyed that dream as you went along, kind of saying it's hard working and things like that. Mm. But when you have a really bad day, how do you pick yourself up and go again the next morning, kind of thing? What's your trick to do that? Because you seem to have a few bad days, or days where no one come into the shop, or people come and buy nothing, and you know those kind of. It's very exposed.
Yeah, it's funny. When I was like writing this kind of like making the notes, I was had a bit about like how if you're an entrepreneur, you're probably never going to get your own mortgage, and like you're going to like, especially if you're like me, like you're not in it for the money, and it's not about doing that. Then you are just kind of like not getting by, but like you're paying yourself the bare minimum, because you just want to create great products and you just want to not have to work for somebody else. So yeah, that it. It can be really hard, but what is good about it, especially, as I said before, doing it all by yourself, is if you're not enjoying one aspect of the role, then you can put yourself into another part of it. So, like, the business thing and the numbers and, like, the expenses and overheads of running the shop was so much, and it was like, right, this isn't enjoyable anymore. Why? I'm not going to sign myself in for another 3 years. Let's get a studio, let's get stocks in the shops and have time to, like, really, like, practice, like, my sewing skills and my creating skills and kind of focusing on that aspect of it. So it's really, because you're self-employed, like, you can shift your responsibilities and your job and what you are doing that day to kind of fit your mood and kind of, I don't know, help keep yourself happy, I suppose.
No more questions?